on the Gaia Sports field, we recorded a short interview with Smitty of Spinergy about the Ultimate Frisbee tournament, which was going on Saturday and Sunday.
Hi, Smitty.
Hi, Miriam.
It's a East-South tournament.
Yeah, Southeast tournament. Yes. It's a Southeast sectional. It's the second one in a series of three.
Uh-huh.
First one was in Chennai, the second is here, and the third one will be in Chennai again, most likely. They're trying to organize this year several tournaments closer to home so that teams don't need to travel as much.
As they usually do, right?
Yeah, so normally it's tournaments all over India.
Mm-hmm.
But travel and expensive and leave is not always easy to get.
It's also tiring, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're happy to come, but it's just, if it's 3 days tournament, 2 days going, 2 days coming back, like for Mumbai or Delhi.
You need a week, yeah?
Yeah, you need the week, and it's not cheap. It's just staying.
How many teams are here on the field today?
We have 9 teams, 7 from Chennai, 2 from Oroville.
Mm-hmm.
And when you qualify from sectionals, means you don't get disqualified, but it's just you'll have first level, second level. You go to regionals, which will include the whole South Zone, mm-hmm. Bangalore, Hyderabad. And then from there you go to nationals.
You started yesterday and today, I think it's just about last match at 5?
Yes, the final's happening now.
It's happening now?
Yeah.
So how the teams qualified?
For the sectional or for the finals?
Now here for the finals and how for the sectionals?
For the finals, it's just the schedule you win or lose in terms of your seeding.
Uh-huh.
So you start with the seed, and as you win or lose matches, you either retain your seed or you go down or higher.
Mm.
And then you have semi-finals and finals now.
So who is in the finals? Which two teams?
It's two teams from Chennai. One is called Flywild and the other is called Airborne.
They're quite young, though.
Yeah, relatively. Young players or young team?
To me, it seems like young players.
Yeah, it's mixed ages, but a lot of them are young, under 30.
Okay, several
of them have played in international tournaments,
mm-hmm.
for under 24, for under 19, mm. and for normal mixed.
So how did our two team play?
Quite good, I think. We are fifth, and the other Orville team is maybe seventh or sixth.
Since when we have two teams? One is Spinergy and the other one is...
Alphas now, they're called Alphas.
Alpha. Ambitious. Who are they?
Well, originally we had two teams some years ago already, mm. when a lot of new players joined, and then if you have too many players, you can't all get to play when there's tournaments. So that time it was called Blue Rays.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went back to being one team when we had less players again, and now we're again back to being two teams, I think since 2 years, mm-hmm. they started.
So how many players are in Spinergy and how many in Alpha, if you know?
About 35 apparently in both teams, mm-hmm. but for regular practice. Tournaments, it goes up and down depending on if you have to travel.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now we're at...
So how do you choose? Because in a play, when it happens like that, it's only 7 players, right?
Yeah.
So how do you choose out of 35?
Each team has their own strategy. Some teams have an offense line or a defense line.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how much stamina or energy you have, what position you play, there's three main positions in the game. From handlers, cutters, mm. and deep cuts. So depending on that, you would rotate according to the role you play and how new you are, how experienced, to have a mixed line, not a one-sided line. Only.
You also practice a few times a week, right?
Yeah, 3 times a week, and we have a women's training once a week.
Mm. Cool. How long do you play already?
How long have I played?
Yeah, 8 years, 9 years.
Something like that, yeah. 2010, I think.
So what is frisbee to you?
I think it's really important to play a team sport as well. In Orville, in any case, we have so much choice in terms of activities and sports. It's hard to choose. In terms of team sport, it's kind of practice for Orville, in a sense, because you always have mixed personalities, you have group dynamics. Frisbee in itself is a bit like, in its ideals, I'd say close to Orville, for me at least, in the sense that you're supposed to play everybody. It doesn't matter what background you come from, what social, economic status you have, or caste, or... Yeah, none of it matters. Like, half of these teams, there's players who come from either schools or... But through one or two people who really support, or through the entire network that supports you, everybody gets to play, and... It's a mixed gender sport. It's the only mixed gender sport that exists at the highest level, I think.
Men's and women, or girls and boys. Yeah.
Yeah. And it has such a strong focus on spirit as much. The rules of spirit are as much there as the rules of the game itself.
Yeah, I heard that you have after a match, you have a spiritual circle.
Spirit circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but even through the game, the idea is that you respect and uphold sportsmanship rules above winning the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that still, yeah, in the beginning, we used to even, every team brought a gift for the other team after the game. You congratulate each other, that you, in your spirit circle, you give each other positive feedback. You tell the other team what they did well, what they could improve on. Yeah, in any case, everybody's encouraged to always give high fives, whether you win or lose the point, it doesn't matter. You
were participating, yeah?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's also the Olympic creed or whatever, that to participate is more important than to win. But so many sports, it's not really applied anymore, even you watch the football finals or whatever. It's like...
Yeah, true.
I mean,
it's about winning, right?
Yeah, and then you're acting, whatever, it's... There's no honesty anymore, no? You're just trying to
get... forgetting, like, you mentioned football. That is probably also about the money.
Yeah, everything becomes about the money. So it's only in the U.S. that you get pro ultimate, which maybe also gets tainted.
Hmm.
But in these games, it's all about the honesty. Each player... I mean, the rules are made in such a way that it depends on the player's honesty to be able to play the game. So spirit is about that.
Hmm.
And it's about communication also. So you may agree or you disagree, but you talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't, it just goes back to the previous play, as if the mistake hadn't happened.
Oh.
So it was kind of started in the 60s in the US, where the ideology also was have people working together.
That's
better world, better
sounds,
place.
Sounds really good, no?
Yeah. You
think that is also the reason that Frisbee is gaining popularity in the last decade in India?
Definitely. It's also been used a lot for social work because of its capacity to bridge gaps. So we did last year also a program called Bridging the Gaps all over India, but in Orville as well, where we worked with four different schools.
Next to Udavi, right?
In Udavi, in IKEAM, in Ness, and in Trust School. That was more based on gender, but the bigger Bridging the Gaps camps are... just about bridging those gaps of gender, or social economic status, of caste, or poverty, whatever it is. And Frisbee helps you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we do art and dance and personal development activities as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Frisbee is a game where you can apply those changes that you would like to see. And it's not...
What about the age? Because I see some young players. What age is...
Yeah, so there's no age limit either. We have...
Even in tournaments?
Normally not. It's more up to each team.
Mm-hmm.
Then for international matches, that you might have less. Mm-hmm. It's just in terms of safety. If it's a very hard final, then you'd have to...
be more reasonable.
Yeah, that you don't get run over type thing. But other than that, there's no limitation to... Like in the hat tournament that we host, we put an age limit simply because we can't host that many players.
Mm. And that is?
I think we had said 14, 15, but at one point we had said 12. Ideally, we'd like everybody to be able to play. So we've had players who are much younger also.
You are part of Spinergy, right?
Yes.
Which is, who is the youngest player?
Who is our youngest player? We have kids also coming from Transition or Deepanam.
So
who train, but they're not part of the team in the same way. I guess our youngest players who are playing the tournament with us right now are 14.
Mm-hmm.
13, 14. But they started maybe at
and
12.
The one that picked around 12. They start at 12.
Yeah. I mean, then 10 onwards you can play, but you're not yet competitive.
You're not there, yeah.
I mean, some of these kids in Flywild from Chennai, they started so young. They're still...
That girl, she's like, 12, something.
Yeah.
And the oldest...
Oldest are
35, 40.
Even more, yeah. Some of them are above 40, but
as long you align with the spirit of frisbee itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a very active game, so as long as you have the stamina and you can run hard, and then depending on the role, again, some people have amazing throws and you play more that role, and it's just with experience you gain the capacity to not have to...
Wow, she catch her.
Yeah.
I heard the screaming all day. It's really lively, no?
Yeah, it is. So usually it's all positive as well. We hope that it doesn't disturb the neighbors. I mean, our immediate neighbors are really supportive, so that's nice. Yeah, normally it's all cheering and supporting, and sometimes it gets quite loud, but...
Out of that, I remember a few years back, also two girls from Orville managed to get to England.
Yeah, more than that even.
Tryouts, I think.
Yeah, Bhavya, Manju, Selvi and I
went four of you.
For the women's team. But Bhavya has gone for several. And Selvi is also gone, so she's studying in Chennai. But she's gone for more than one also.
She plays now for the High Fly?
For Airborne.
For Airborne. And I remember some years back you also won the national, right?
Yeah, we've won several nationals. We've won Mumbai twice in a row, not this year, but the last 2 years. And we won Bangalore once. And we've come to the finals many times. Then it goes up and down depending on which players can play or not. What you're so like right now, we have a lot of new players on the team. So the team dynamics are not the same. We have only a few.
The old ones.
Yeah, players who... Yeah, and then tournaments are not the same as practice sessions, no? The pressure is much higher, the defense is completely different from what you're used to. So it changes just being in a tournament. Then tournament experience comes into play, other than years of experience. So that's improving already. It's much better than the last sections.
Okay, after that one, is the third one in Jena, you said, and after... What follows next?
So before that, we plan to host another tournament, probably in a month or so, depending on when the dates are available for with other tournaments happening, which will be an open tournament, which means it's men's and women's separate. But it kind of pushes both to play harder, because it's not yet common in India that women play sports across the board. Definitely not as many guys, I mean, as the guys. So it pushes every men's team who wants to register has to register with the women's team. So then we have as many women's teams as men's. It means you have to have as many players and you have to do all the roles on field. So sometimes the guys do only some roles, the girls do only some roles. This way it makes pushes all to do
everything.
And to play harder because you're playing the entire tournament. So hopefully that'll be next month. We're not sure what dates it'll be on, but...
You have enough girls or women here in to combine a women team, right?
Yeah, we in any case have one women's team. We're hoping the second team also manages to get their women's team together.
Do you ever play matches between each other?
Yes, we've been playing, especially recently before the sectional. We've had some friendly matches just to practice and train together.
So there's no rivalry?
No, I mean, we're both horrible teams. I can't say there's no problems between people, but that's not the aim.
You host that, you host all the tournaments together, right?
No. So far, it's been mostly us hosting the tournaments. Espinergy. But they plan on hosting one in January as well. So, let's see.
It's improving. It's going further.
Yeah.
Let's hope, no?
Yeah, let's hope.
Okay, Smita, thank you so much.
Thank you, Miriam.